Four runs, four hits, no errors for St. Martin. No runs, one hit, and an error for the Farming Flames as we make our way to the third inning. Tonight at Schlaper Brothers Field, the crowd starting to roll in. Bleachers starting to fill up. Beautiful night to watch some amateur baseball. And for the St. Martin Martins, leading off the third inning, it'll be third baseman Scott Schlungen. Chaz Hennen will follow him. And then it's Jalen Arsenault. Scott Schlungen, 0 for 1 tonight. And the pitch to Scott, a strike called, 0-1. The Molds, one strike. Schrader's pitch, right down the middle of the fastball, and 0-2. The Molds, two strikes. Tyler Schrader ready. And that pitch, finishing away outside in the count, one ball, two strikes. Herman Lensing is here from the Melrose Beacon, covering the game tonight. Pitch bouncing up to the plate, and the count 2-2. I get window number 2 here in the press box. In window number 1, it's Dan Ray, the public address announcer, and Kerry Mergen, the scorer keeper. You know, that could be like The Price is Right. We've got 4 windows here, so who do you like best? Window number 1 or window number 2? Or as Schlungen pops this one up to center field, Kyle Zierden there to make the catch for the first out. Dylan Ponick came a little late. I know Dylan's played a lot for the Flames so far this year. He's getting loose outside the dugout here for Farming as Chaz Hennen makes his way up to the plate. Chaz, 1 for 1 tonight. Reached on an infield single, and the first pitch to Chaz is outside of ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count. Tyler Schrader, after a rocky start in the first inning, is kind of settled in here, and the pitch inside a ball and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. That pitch missing a little bit outside, and the count at 3-0. We've lost our sun in some clouds out to the west of us. Schrader's pitch right there at the knees, and the count 3-1. Chaz had discarded the bat already, so he had to go pick it up, and he's back into the batter's box. 3 balls, 1 strike, 1 out, no one on for St. Martin here in the third. Schrader rocks and fires. Hennen rips this over the third baseman Ike's head into left field. That's a solid single. Chaz 2 for 2 tonight. And it gives the Martins a base runner with one out. Here comes Jalen Arsenault to the plate. Jalen popped up to first baseman Brad Mergen in his first at bat. Schrader will work from the stretch. The pitch to Arsenault, a little bit low and outside, ball 1. 1-0 the count. The pitch going on the play is Hennen. The bunt by Arsenault is back to Schrader on the mound, and Hennen ends up on second. So score that as a sacrifice by Jalen Arsenault. 1-3 on the putout. Two outs. Hennen now at second, and here comes Josh Stengler to the plate. Josh, 1 for 1 tonight.
First baseman, Josh Stengler.
The Schrader pitch. That's outside a ball, and 1-0. 1-0 the count. 4-0, St. Martin with the lead over Farming here in the top of the third. Stengler, a swing and a miss, strike one. 1-1. One ball, one strike, two outs. Schrader's pitch, Stengler swings at the op speed from Tyler, and the count now at 1-2. Ball and two strikes. Hannon with the lead at second. Schrader glares at him for a bit and delivers high in the count 2-2. Two balls, two strikes on deck, Ben Schrader. Tyler Schrader's pitch and a swing and a miss. Stengler is out on strikes, and that'll do it for the Martins in the third. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. 2.5 innings, St. Martin 4 and Farming nothing. It's Game of the Week on KASM. We're back in 30 seconds.
Summertime is baseball time in central Minnesota.
That's amateur baseball.
All of this baseball talk makes me hungry.
Let's make plans to stop at Albany and Richmond A&W.
That's a great idea. Perfect before or after the game, or anytime.
Check out our starting lineup. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken strips, root beer floats, and
ice cream!
Get a hit, or a double, or a triple. No! Hit a home run! At Albany and Richmond A&W.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Game of the Week tonight here on KASM, brought to you by Albany Chrysler Center, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Minnick, Sox Center in Long Prairie, the Greenwald Pub, where they have all that great food over at the Greenwald Pub, Pleasureland RV and Truck Center, Gilliland Chevrolet of St. Cloud, and Albany and Richmond A&W. And they sponsor our Game of the Week, Player of the Week. And so we will announce that following our game tonight here on KASM, our Player of the Week. And a player of the game. Right now, for the Farming Flames, we head to the number 9 hitter, Eric Schmidt, will bat for Farming, and Eric squibs this one foul, and 0-1. Balls, one strike. Jalen Arsenault kicks and delivers. Schmidt lines a shot, and Leaser dives through the air and makes the catch on the grass. Eric Schmidt gets robbed of a base hit by Kyle Leaser. I don't know if there's many shortstops who are going to make that play like Kyle Leaser just did there. That was a highlight film play. Got to be able to lay out the body, and he did there. And here's Taylor Ferre, the leadoff hitter. And two balls, no strikes to Taylor. Taylor tonight bounced out to short in his first at-bat. The 2-0 breaking ball is high, and now 3-0 to Ferre. Arsenault has given up one hit and walked one thus far. 3-0 inside, ball four, and Taylor Ferre is going to walk. A one-out walk here by Ferre will bring Aaron Eink to the plate. Aaron struck out in his first at bat. Pitch to Eink is high for a ball and 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Frey gets off at first, and there's a strike called and 1-1. Yeah, Taylor Ferre really getting a big lead there. And Brian Schlungen has been known to fire that ball around. And the pitch outside, a ball and 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Hit Here's Eink giving it a ride to left center field. This is a long way. Hennen getting to it. He can't make the catch out in left center field. Digging for third is Perret, and into second is Eink. And the Flames have a threat here in the third with runners at second and third. A double by Aaron Eink as Chaz Hennen, just about the deepest part of the park out there, tried to come up with it and could not. That was a rocket by Eink. He'll get a double on the play. Here's Brad Mergen, the first baseman. And Brad takes inside a ball, 1-0. Brad in his first at-bat, ground ball to short. Second and third for the Flames here in the third. They trail by four. Jalen Arsenault's pitch, and Mergen drills it right at Stengler, a line drive. That's two line drives for the Flames here in the third inning. Stengler comes up with it, and it'll bring Cody Ferret to the plate. Cody so far tonight, 0-for-1, a ground ball to second in his first at-bat. Curveball high for a ball, 1-0. Runners still at second and third for the Flames here in the third inning. Cody Ferret digs in the batter's box. Here's Jalen Arsenault's pitch, and this is skied in the infield. Kyle Leeser at short coming in on the grass will make the catch for the out, and that will do it for the Flames here in the third. No runs, a hit, no errors, two left on. We played three at St. Martin, four, and farming nothing. You're listening to Game of the Week on KASM. We're back in a minute.
For all your building and remodeling, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix can assist you. Stop in and bring your ideas and plans to their experts. They offer computerized drafting estimates. Windows, siding, shingles, trim, lumber, and so much more is available at Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich. When it comes to building new or remodeling, your next stop is Worms Lumber, located on Main Street in New Munich. Good luck to all the area teams.
Hurry into Gilliland Chevrolet for hot deals on the most dependable, longest-lasting full-size pickup on the road, the Chevy Silverado. Take advantage of over 20% off MSRP and the best Silverado selection in central Minnesota with over 150 in stock. Shop Chevy Cruze and Chevy Malibu now, 20% off MSRP. Don't miss out. These hot deals end June 11th. Find new roads. See selection at GillilandChevrolet.com. Offer on select models. See dealer for details.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Your game of the week takes us to the fourth inning here at Schlaper Brothers Field in Farming. It'll be Ben Schrader, Avery Schmitz, and Michael Schlungen facing our right-hander Tyler Schrader. And a swing and a miss by Schrader, strike one. It's always been Leasers against Leasers or Schlungens against Schlungens. Here's a Schrader against Schrader. Ground ball to second. Cody Ferret up with it over to first. In time, 4-3 and a put up. Ben Schrader made it close. One out. And here's Avery Schmitz. Avery 0-for-1 tonight. He popped up to the third baseman, his first at bat. Pitch to Avery, a strike on the outside corner, an 0-1. Balls, one strike to Schmitz. Tyler Schrader delivers, and the pitch is high, and the count, one ball, one strike. 1-1. Here's Schmitz, squibs it foul down the third baseline, and the count, one ball, two strikes, now to Avery. One ball, two strikes. Tyler Schrader ready. Pitch on the way, outside. Tyler Schrader has that sign from Coltis. And here's Avery Schmitz, a fall back and out of play. Count stays 1-2. Make it 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. And there's strike three called, and Schmitz gets caught looking. Tyler Schrader picks up his third strikeout of the night, and comes Michael Schlungen to the plate. Michael tonight is 0-for-1. He walked in his first at-bat and scored. And the first pitch from Schrader is high for a ball, 1-0. Ball, no strikes. Schrader ready. His pitch on the way. That bounces up to the plate. And 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Schrader's pitch inside, and now 3-0. The count. Schrader delivers, and low ball four. So a four-pitch walk to Michael Schlungen, and you know, if my recall is correct, I think he had a four-pitch walk back in the first inning, too. That'll bring Kyle Leeser to the plate. Leeser 1-for-2 tonight. Kyle looks down to his dad, Carl Leeser. Go through a few signs here. Michael Schlungen takes his lead over at first with two outs, and Kyle Leeser rips it to Eink at third, and another line drive. Boy, oh boy, have we had some line drives here in this ball game, and Leeser retired on the line drive out. That'll do it for the Martins. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on. 3.5 innings, St. Martin 4, and Farming nothing. It's Game of the Week on KASM. We're back in 30.
For some of the very best food in the area, make the Greenwald Pub your stop. Evening specials and daily noon specials. They also do catering and will deliver to your location, or you can pick up what you need. Phone ahead for your events. They rent out tables and chairs too. Get your events booked for 2018. Phone 987-3100. Wishing all the best to the area teams from the gang at the Greenwald Pub in Greenwald. It's a Minnesota tradition. Broadcasting from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studio, powered by the Soybean Checkoff. We are AM 1150 KASM Albany, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, and KASM Albany 107.7 FM, all day and night.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
St. Martin, 4 runs, 5 hits, no errors. They have left 4 on base. Farming, no runs, 2 hits, 1 error, and the Flames have left 4 on base. We make our way to the bottom of the 4th inning. And for Farming, it will be Tyler Schrader, Kyle Leeser, and Zach Koltis. The 3 of the 4 left-handed hitters in this Farming lineup. Tyler Schrader walked in his first at-bat. Looking where Josh Stangler's playing. He's way back, just about on the grass over at first. Tanner Arsenault is got a couple heels on the grass there. First pitch, a strike to Tyler Schrader in 0-1 as Jalen Arsenault delivers inside. And the count, 1-1. 1-1. Jalen Arsenault ready. That pitch coming, and Tyler Schrader turns on it and sends it halfway to Albany. As that ball was really pulled foul. And the count, 1-2. Arsenault's pitch, Schrader gets underneath this one, a fly ball to shallow right field, and that's going to fall in between Tanner Arsenault and Ben Schrader. It's getting to be that time of the night. I think Tanner Arsenault thought it was going to go farther out into right field than it did. They're going to bring Schrader a jacket out at first base. So Tyler Schrader gets the Flames' third hit of the night. And here comes Kyle Zierden to the plate. Kyle had a base hit in his first at-bat. Kind of a lost art or a lost preserving that arm of a pitcher, although pitchers don't get to bat a whole lot in the American League, so we don't see it, but putting a jacket on, keeping that arm warm. I remember it back in the day a lot where pitchers would always get that jacket run out to him. So pitch is a called strike to Kyle Zierden, and 0-1. Schrader is lead at first. The 0-1 to Zierden, and oh my! Kyle, a long way to right field and gone. A two-run homer for Kyle Zierden. He's cut the deficit in half. It's now 4-2 with a blast to right. Two-run home run for Zierden. And that'll bring left-handed hitting Zach Koltis to the plate. No doubt about that one. Zach Koltis 0-for-1 tonight for the Flames. Now 4-2 our score. Jalen Arsenal looks down to Brian Schlungen as the right-hander delivers to Koltis. That bounces up to the plate. 0-1. Well, it's one strike. Arsenal's pitch. Here's a ground ball to Arsenal at second. Tanner up with it over to first. 4-3 in the putout of Koltis. One out. And Mitchell Thielen to the plate. Mitchell popped up to the first baseman in his first at bat. 4-2 our score here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Pitch to Thielen right at the knees, strike one. 0-1 the count. Arsenal's pitch. Thielen bloops this to left. That's going to drop in for a base hit. Chaz Hennin will get it into the infield. And for the Flames, their third hit in the inning, and they have tied the Martins up in the hit count. And here's Eric Schmidt. Thielen at first with one out. Eric Schmidt, 0-for-1 tonight. He lined out to Kyle Leeser. Kyle made a great play on Eric's line drive. Pitch in the dirt. Brian Schlungen, nice stop behind the plate. And a 1-0. Ball and no strikes. And Schmidt fouls this one off. And the count, 1-1. 1-1 the count. Stangler holding Thielen at first. Scott Schlungen over at third. He's in on the grass, and the pitch is high to Schmidt, and the count, 2-1. Eric with a lot of speed. It's tough to double him off. 2-1. Jalen Arsenault's pitch. Schmidt puts a bunt down. He can't quite get it by Arsenal. Jalen fields it. He'll flip to first, and a 1-3 putout. On to second goes Thielen. That'll bring the top of the order and Taylor Foray up. Yeah, Schmidt, if he gets that by Jalen Arsenal, he's got himself an infield single. I think that was his intention all along. Two outs, and Taylor Foray to the plate. Taylor will take outside a ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count, 4-2 your score. St. Martin leading Farming here in the bottom of the fourth. Arsenal's pitch and a foul tip by Taylor Foray. And 1-1 as Brian Schlungen, I think, took that on part of his body that's not protected. 1-1 the count. Brian walking it off. Thielen leads from second. Here's Jalen's pitch, and a foul backing out of play. That breaking ball, Frey just a little bit behind on it. 1-2 the count. Your game of the week on KASM. Randy Rothstein with you tonight. Scott Stevens producing our game at our sports studios in Albany. Arsenal looking down to Brian Schlungen. 1-2 again. Here's Jalen's pitch. That's high for a ball. 2-2. That breaking ball finishing high. Other baseball going on around the area tonight. Richmond Royals and the Cold Spring Springers have their annual Merchants Night, and the Springers have taken a 3-0 lead on Richmond. Pitches high to Taylor, and the account now 3-2 to Foray. 3 balls, 2 strikes, and a foul tip. Just a little bit of a foul tip. Brian Schlungen can't hang on to it. And the count stays full at 3-2. Mitchell Thielen leads from second. We'll do this all over again. 3-2 the count. Arsenal's pitch and a swing and a miss. Foray tasting the high fastball. He's out on strikes, and that'll do it for the Flames in the fourth. But they get on the board. A two-run blast by Zierden and 2 runs on 3 hits. No errors and 1 left on. 4 in the books. It's St. Martin 4, Farming 2. It's Game of the Week on KASM. We're back in a minute.
Thank you, farmers. Hi, everyone. It's Bruce from the Albany Chrysler Center. We appreciate all farmers. To show our appreciation, stop in and have our service department check over your vehicle to make sure it is in tip-top shape. Complete oil change, tire rotation, and car wash for only $31.95. Give us a call at 320-845-6723 to schedule your appointment today.
Summertime is baseball time in central Minnesota.
That's amateur baseball.
All of this baseball talk makes me hungry.
Let's make plans to stop at Albany and Richmond A&W.
That's a great idea. Perfect before or after the game, or anytime.
Check out our starting lineup. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken strips, root beer floats, and
ice cream!
Get a hit or a double or a triple. No! Hit a home run! At Albany and Richmond A&W.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Brian Schlungen leads off the fifth inning for the St. Martin Martins, and the first pitch from Tyler Schrader. Strike at the knees and 0-1. Brian, tonight is 1-for-2. 1-for-2 at a single and a run scored back in the first inning. The breaking ball will hit Brian Schlungen, and he's going to take first. So that for Tyler's his second hit man of the night. And I'll bring Scott Schlungen to the plate, the cleanup hitter for St. Martin.
Third baseman, Scott Schlungen.
Scott Schlungen, 0-for-2 thus far tonight. And Brian Schlungen had a good jump over at first, decided not to go, and back to first he goes. Pitch a ball to Scott Schlungen and 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Schrader's pitch outside and 2-0. Lights are on here at Schlaper Brothers Field, and beautiful ballpark set in Farming. Yeah, Schlungen pops this one back and out of play, and the count 2 balls, 1 strike. Lots of fans in the stands here tonight. enjoying this game. You smell of burgers and all the good food here. Scott Schlungen squares to bunt. Brian Schlungen goes on the play. The throw to second in time. They're going to cut Brian Schlungen out trying to steal. What a scoop there by Cody Ferre to lay the tag on Brian Schlungen, and that ball was right where you want it. And 2-4 on the putout. One out, two balls, two strikes to Scott Schlungen. And that's going to hit Scott, and he's going to go to first. Second hit man of the inning. And here comes Zach Koltis out to have a word with Tyler Schrader on the mound. As Chaz Hennon pulls up to the plate. Chaz 2-for-2 so far tonight.
Left fielder, Chaz Hennon.
Chaz, a base hit and a run scored back in the first inning. That was an infield single, and then he drilled a single to left field in the third. And he drives this to left field. Not seeing it at first was Thielen. He caught up to it, though, makes the catch for the out. Boy, that jumped off the bat, but then it hung there for Mitchell. And two outs. And Jalen Arsenault to the plate. Jalen 0-for-1 so far tonight. A sacrifice bunt back in the third inning. Scott Schlungen leads from first. 4-2 our score here in the top of the fifth. St. Martin with a 4-2 lead. Pitches high to Jalen and 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Schrader's pitch, Arsenault ground ball to Eink at third. Aaron up with it over to first. 5-3 on the putout of Arsenault, and that'll do it for the Martins here in the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. 4.5 innings, St. Martin 4, Farming 2. It's game of the week on KASM. We're back in 30.
Worms Lumber and Ready Mix has concrete plants located at New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie to serve you better. They have the concrete for your farm, home, or business. From concrete bunks, concrete for your home, and everything in between, they'll get the job done right for you. No job is too big or too small. Phone 320-837-5288 or check them online at www.wormsreadymix.com. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. Good luck to all the area teams.
Gilliland makes the difference.
Hurry into Gilliland Chevrolet for hot deals on the most dependable, longest-lasting full-size pickup on the road, the Chevy Silverado. Take advantage of over 20% off MSRP and the best Silverado selection in central Minnesota with over 150 in stock. Shop Chevy Cruze and Chevy Malibu now, 20% off MSRP. Don't miss out. These hot deals end June 11th. Find new roads. See selection at GillilandChevrolet.com. Offer on select models. See dealer for details.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Here we go. Bottom of the fifth inning. Aaron Eink, number two hitter for the Flames of Farming, will lead it off. He'll be followed by Brad Mergen and Cody Ferre. Jalen Arsenault starts his fifth inning of work, and the first pitch is high from Jalen, and one ball, no strikes. 1-0, there's a strike called, and 1-1 to Aaron Eink. Aaron, what's he done so far tonight? He is 1-for-2, had a double in his last at-bat to that left center field gap, and rips this one to Scotty Schlungen at third. He's up with the two-hopper over to first, and 5-3 on a putout. I tell you what, we have seen some pretty darn nice defensive plays on both sides tonight. Well, team's flashing that leather. One out, and Brad Mergen to the plate. Farming has hit actually Jalen Arsenault very hard tonight. Number of line drive outs, and that was a tough play by Scott Schlungen. As the pitch from Mergen, a strike called 0-1. Mergen lined out to Josh Stengler in his last at bat, and a ground ball to short. He's 0-for-2 so far tonight. Arsenault's pitch, and inside a ball, and 2-1. St. Martin got their four runs in the first inning. Farming picked up two in the fourth, and Mergen going for it there, swings hard and misses strike two, two balls, two strikes. It's the thing with these wood bats. Guys got to swing hard. There's nothing cheap with wood bats anymore. The pitch is high for a ball in the count 3-2. When you had the old aluminum bats every once in a while, you'd kind of question, how did that ball go out? Here's Mergen. Bloops one to center field over a diving Kyle Leeser, and Brad Mergen in the hit column tonight. He's 1-for-3. Didn't sound good for the bat. I don't know if he broke the bat or not, but we're going to get a pinch runner. Kerry Shea will run for Brad Mergen. And here comes Cody Foray to the plate. So Shea, the pinch runner at first, and Cody Foray to the plate. Cody 0-for-2 so far tonight. And Jalen Arsenault's pitch is high for a ball, 1-0. On deck, Tyler Schrader. 1-0 the count. Shea is lead at first. Arsenault's pitch. A little bit inside to Foray and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Jalen delivers, and Foray lines it over Kyle Leeser's head into left field. That's a solid base hit. And the Flames have a one-out threat here. First and second, one down. And here comes Tyler Schrader to the plate. And Kyle Leeser is going to make that long stroll to the mound to talk to his right-hander. It's Game of the Week on KASM. We, again, invite you to stick around for our post-game show. We'll name your Albany and Richmond A&W Player of the Game. That player receives a $10 gift certificate that he can use at either Albany or Richmond A&W. That's coming up after our game this evening. And we are brought to you tonight by our Game of the Week sponsors, the Albany Chrysler Center, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sox Center, and Long Prairie, the Greenwald Pub, Pleasureland RV and Truck Center, Gilliland Chevrolet of St. Cloud, and Albany and Richmond A&W. I'm going to have Scott pull up a weather forecast for you back at our studios in Albany, as there is some severe weather way out to the west, out in the Moorhead area. I understand there's some tornado warnings out in the Moorhead area. Will that system make its way into central Minnesota? I think you got to watch the radar throughout the evening and see here, but there are definitely some showers out to the west of us. So let's do this, Scott. We'll take a weather break here from Weather Eye and be back with more Game of the Week here on KASM.
Chasm Weather.